The Population Institute prepared the report on reproductive health, and it wasn't all bad news. Indiana's teen pregnancy rate is down, so are the number of abortions, and most adult women are able to access contraception and care. But in one area, the state received a zero: prevention. Half of all pregnancies in Indiana are unintended, and preventing unwanted pregnancies often starts with education.
We're going to go this way.
At Lebanon High School in North Central Indiana, Ryan Tucker has been teaching health for over 10 years.
You hear the phrase, knowledge is power, you know, information is power, so why not give them as much as we can, you know, and hope that they can make more responsible, mature decisions.
According to the most recent youth risk assessment survey, 41% of Indiana teens are sexually active, but under current state standards, Tucker is not allowed to teach about contraception.
We're not allowed to design a lesson plan necessarily to talk about safe sex practices, but students are allowed to ask me questions and I can give appropriate information for those questions.
The federal government currently supports this type of sexual education curriculum and gives money to states that teach abstinence, more commonly referred to now as sexual risk avoidance. Schools in Indiana are required to teach this curriculum and stay away from topics like safe sex and sexually transmitted diseases, except for HIV. There is a bill in session to change this. Republican State Senator Gene Lysing says it's time for an update.
Our Department of Ed has not revised health curriculum academic standards since 2010. And for me, that seems like light years ago in the way our society and world has changed.
A bill filed this session aims for a more comprehensive health education program that would be more frank about preventing pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases. Lysing thinks young adults should have access to this information.
It's wrong for us, when we have that medical data, not to share it with those young people and still express certainly a conservative view on all this stuff.
Indiana school districts often supplement their sex education with help from nonprofits that teach teens to avoid sexual activity by suggesting they wait. Creating Positive Relationships is one of those organizations that visits high schools in Indiana. Director Karen Mitchell says teen pregnancy is nothing new.
You know, 100 years ago, they were talking about this. And still, you know, it is a girl is less likely to graduate from high school, more likely to live in poverty. I mean, we still haven't figured out what to do with that.
Their program aims to give young people tools to have healthy relationships without sex.
Studies have shown, too, that schools that even pass out condoms, they see a higher percentage of kids that are sexually active.
Studies are actually conflicting on this issue, but there is some evidence that safer sex programs help to reduce sexually transmitted disease in teen pregnancy. Healthcare Education and Training Executive Director Abby Hunt works to promote reproductive health in Indiana. She says there are things that teens need to know about safe sex.
They need to know that if they decide to become sexually active, how to not become pregnant or cause a pregnancy. So they need to know about contraception. They need to know how to access that.
Hunt says common ground about sexual education can be achieved.
And you're willing to listen and have an open conversation about this work, usually you can find a place where everybody agrees.
Senator Lysing hopes everyone can agree the state needs updated health standards and says her proposal is simple.
My whole thing is to try to keep them healthy, healthy for the rest of their life.
Lysing's bill has not had a hearing in the Senate. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan.